It is 8:27. Graham Westcott, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Hi, Kino.
I'm not going to start by, you know, doing a whole intro and giving away your whole game and telling everybody what happened to you. I'd like you to share your story with us, please.
So where would you like me to start?
Let's start right at the beginning. Where did this happen? When did this happen? What happened?
Okay, so on Monday morning, the 20th, at almost exactly 2:30 in the morning, I was coming back from a friend of mine's place. We just had a dinner,
yeah,
and I was walking back to my car. And my car was parked in Sea Point. If you know Sea Point in Norfolk Road,
yes,
near the main road.
Yeah.
As I crossed the main road, I saw a police van that was parked sort of opposite Lawton's there, facing towards Camps Bay. And I walked down towards my car and I turned left, and out the corner of my eye, I saw the police van circle, and then it turned left to follow me down the road. And before I knew it, two officers jumped out the car and started assaulting me. And they threw me up against a wall, and they grabbed me by the throat, and instinctively I just tried to stay on my feet. They pulled all my possessions out of my pockets. They grabbed my car keys. They opened my car. They accused me of all sorts of different things. Luckily, I wasn't hurt. It all happened so very, very quickly. Before I knew it, they were kind of gone, and I was sort of standing there on the side of the road, and I stood there. I jumped in my car, and I drove home. I don't live very far away.
Yeah.
And then when I got back, I realized they'd also lifted 500 rand out of my wallet.
Oh, jeez.
So my personal opinion is they were looking for a soft target, you know, sort of, you know, out of place man walking down main road at,
yep,
in the early hours of the morning, possibly drunk, possibly up to no good. And as soon as they realized that there was no opportunity for any sort of, I'm not sure what they wanted to do, if they caught me doing something that was illegal, then they sped off.
Yeah.
And it was deeply unnerving, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, did you things happened so quickly, I would imagine you didn't get a reg number, did you?
No, I tried to phone the Sea Point police station when I got home at about 3 a.m. Just,
yep,
you know, there can only be so very many police vans on duty that are stationed there.
Yes.
And they wouldn't give me any information. And then they said there's a central CCTV number that I could phone, and they wouldn't give me any information. Then the next day I phoned a friend of mine, and then, yeah, I got some help from a few people in order to just get through to you. And then I'm also dealing with the station commander from SAPS. I'm expecting a call to send a senior officer to come and take my statement.
Definitely.
And hopefully, yeah, get hold of the CCTV footage and get a license number for the police van and take it from there. But
that is
what
you
comes
need
of
to
it
do
from here, I don't know.
The fact that you know, you shouldn't be going through this in the first place, right? And, I mean, that is what we'd prefer in society. But unfortunately, it does happen. You must please let me know what they say, if they're helpful or not. But we'll also, from our side, I'll contact the Deputy Police Commissioner, Jeremy Vieri, and just let him know about this as well. And so if there is a case number, please send it to me.
No, definitely. I'll do that. I'm literally, I didn't want to go down to the Sea Point police station and make the statement there, because, quite frankly, I was afraid, you know?
Yep. No, I don't blame you. Don't blame you at all. But, Graham, thank you for sharing that story with us.